Concealed in the sands in the blazing sun of the Mojave Desert lay a Spanish galleon. Its hold contains a priceless treasure of black pearls. Stick around as I kick off the new year exploring one of my favorite legends, the ghost ship of the Anza Borrego. I'm Alan Brill. Welcome to Brilliant, a podcast from the mind of Brill. Warning, it gets dark in here. In 1915, a man from the local Yuma tribe walked into a store in a small Southern California town and gathered up some goods and brought them up to the counter, and that's when things got interesting. When he went to pay for his merchandise, instead of coins, he pulled some black pearls out of his pocket for trade. Needless to say, the locals were curious, to say the least, about where he got such valuable pearls in the desert. He told them that he had spent the night in a strange wooden house, partially covered in sand, and in the belly of this strange house, he found these pearls in great chests. The men were definitely interested now, and they offered to put him up for the night, and they said they would pay him handsomely if he would guide them to this strange house in the desert. But when they went to his room early the next morning, the man was gone, and so began the legend of the ghost ship of the Anza Borrego. Traveler sightings kept the legend of the ship in the desert alive throughout the 1800s. Cabezoa, Cahuilla chief, told about a legend of his people that was about a bird with white wings that became stuck whenever the water dried up around it. Its white wings fell off, leaving only a tree without branches, and a lot of people interpreted the white wings as sails and the tree without branches as the mast of a sailing ship. Colonel Albert S. Evans, who was a famed explorer, he traveled to the regions in the mid-1800s and reported seeing the wreck of a large ship illuminated in the moonlight. Many such sightings kept coming up from travelers that were crossing and stopping at this small trading post. And in 1870, Charlie Klusker, emboldened by all these accounts, he thought there had to be something to it. As a matter of fact, he became convinced that this ship full of treasure existed. So he set out into the unforgiving Mojave Desert in search of fortune. He just kind of went out there. And on the second day, while out in the mean desert, he said he spied the mast of a sailing ship through his spyglass before collapsing from exhaustion and exposure. He was rescued by those in his group with him that brought him back. And he geared up for a six-week expedition because now he's seen the ship with his own eyes. And this time he brought along the editor of a prominent newspaper, and he was prepared for the journey this time. Ample supplies, and they head out for 6 weeks and could never locate the ship again. And of course, you know, he was delirious and almost dead the first time. So did he hallucinate it? Did he really see it? But maybe he did. It can be forgiven for not remembering exactly where he was at. Now, in the early 1900s, an old-timer in Southern California claimed that he had sheltered inside the rotting hull of the ship for several days. But when he did it, he had no idea there was supposed to be treasure in the hold below and never, you know, went and looked for it. And as soon as he found out the nature of the legend, he went back out but could never relocate the ship. In 1905, a prospector with the name Butcher Knife claimed to have found the vessel, but he said that it was fossilized. In 1907, a farmhand named Elmer Carver had quite the interesting story to share. While working on the Niles Jacobson farm near Imperial, California, he saw they were using some really unusual fence posts. When he asked them about them, Mrs. Jacobson told him that after a windstorm, she and her husband saw what looked like a boat in the desert, and they salvaged wood for the fence posts from it. So when he investigated, he did find a chest full of gemstones, but when he tried to lift it, the wood had rotted and it had fallen apart. He sifted through the sand and found some precious gems, which allegedly he sold in Los Angeles. Okay, so a ship in the desert sounds completely ridiculous. Absurd even. Hear me out. The area most definitely has the potential for massive flooding, and the Colorado River once connected the Salton Sea to the Pacific. Now, during a massive flood, it could have The ship could have tried to take the cutoff, only to become grounded in the rapidly receding waters. You'd have a very small time to make it. And, you know, if you didn't know that it wasn't always there, you could definitely get caught out in the desert sands. Also, tidal bores have been known to sweep the area. Potentially sweeping waves could have carried the galleon inland and deposited it in what is now barren desert. A lot of people have speculated on the origins of the ship, and they think that it has to do with the 1610 expedition when King Philip III of Spain ordered Captain Alvarez de Cardon to undertake a search for pearls on Mexico's western coast. Now, two of the ships were forced to turn back, and the remaining galleon traveled up the Colorado River to the Salton Sea. An event most people seem to think it was an earthquake happened, and he tried to turn around, but you know there wasn't enough time. The rapidly receding waters left. He became grounded, and they became stuck in the middle of the desert. Now, the men abandoned the ship, and they were rescued 4 months later and lived to tell this tale. And many people believe that this is the ship that people are seeing. Now, the ship, it sank into the desert sands. They're soft. Ship's heavy. It sank. And then the winds blowing the windstorms in buries it in sand. But the same winds that bury it also blow through, and the shifting sand sometimes reveals part of the ship, the mast or whatever. So it gives us brief glimpses of it, and then covers it back up, so it's never wholly uncovered for long. And yeah, people get glimpses of this ghost ship, and they believe it's out there. Another explanation is that in 1862, a single-mast, 21-foot skiff had been mounted on wheels in order to transport it across the desert. They hit a low point and were forced to abandon the endeavor and leave the ship there. And they, you know, leaving the ship to the fate of the desert shifting sands. Okay, a lot of these sightings were well before 1862, and the ship doesn't really match up with what people claim to have seen, and nor does this explanation address the pearls that the native Yuma man used to pay for and really kick this legend off. It's possible, right? Man, it's possible. I really love this legend, and I love the idea of a Spanish galleon laden with treasure just waiting to be discovered in the Mojave Desert. Keep it weird.